A British intelligence document leaked to the BBC echoes some of the findings of the recent U.S. intelligence assessment, parts of which were declassified on Tuesday. It warns of a growing terrorist threat and concludes that Iraq has become a recruiting sergeant for terrorists. The document also accuses Pakistan's intelligence agency of indirectly supporting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf met today with British Prime Minister Tony Blair in London. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
On Tuesday, in his speech to the ruling Labour Party's annual convention, Tony Blair once again dismissed any suggestion that British foreign policy was in any way connected to increased militancy in the Muslim world. But last night, the BBC's Newsnight programme said it had obtained a document written by a researcher for the British intelligence service, MI6, which concluded the exact opposite. The document paints a bleak picture of British military and counter-terrorism work, saying the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are not going well and that Al-Qaeda ideology has taken root in the Muslim world. BBC reporter Richard Watson read the entire document and says there are remarkable similarities between it and the US intelligence assessment, part of which was declassified this week.
One of the most remarkable facts about the document is its frank admission that the war on terror, both in Afghanistan and Iraq, has radicalized a generation of Muslims across the world. I think the most remarkable thing, though, about the document is the difference between the official position of President Bush and Tony Blair and the position adopted by intelligence professionals. That is marked in this document.
Britain's Ministry of Defence issued a strongly worded statement saying that the document was part of academic research and did not represent the views of either the ministry or the government. To represent it as such is deeply irresponsible, the statement went on, and the author is furious that his notes have been willfully misrepresented in this manner. The leaked document also says the British Army went into Afghanistan with its eyes closed. And it accuses the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, of indirectly supporting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, which the Pakistani government says it is fighting. It actually calls on Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf to disband the agency, provoking a vigorous defense of the ISI from Musharraf himself.
ISI is a disciplined force. Breaking the back of Al-Qaeda would not have been possible if the intelligence, our ISI, was not doing an excellent job. So I think instead of the world cribbing against the ISI, which is the most disciplined force, they do exactly what the government of Pakistan and the leadership wants.
Musharraf has been forced to defend his country's record in fighting terrorism during his visits to the US and Britain, but it seems he still has the support of President Bush and Tony Blair. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.